Good thoughts from Vision's Daily Devotion, the word for today.
Psalm 127 and verse 1 says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." The word for today has some help for your marriage. Nobody knows more about marriage than God. He not only thought up the idea, he put the first couple together. And his word says, "Unless the Lord builds the house, they labor in vain who build it." So let's turn to his word and see what kind of help that he has to offer your marriage. First, be willing to take advice. Solomon said in Proverbs 13 and verse 10, "Pride leads to conflict. Those who take advice are wise." So before the argument reaches a stalemate and the stalemate becomes a full-blown crisis, get input from a trusted friend or counselor. That takes humility, but it pays great dividends. Two, don't stop talking. Even though something seems obvious to you, don't assume your mate can read your mind. And don't resort to the silent treatment. Tell your husband or wife what's bothering you, even if it means working through a disagreement. It's when you don't care enough to disagree that things fall apart. Third, keep your love alive. Building a strong marriage means falling in love over and over again with the same person. Paul writes in Philippians 1 and verse 9, "I pray that your love will keep on growing and that you will fully know and understand." It's impossible to escape marital stress, but you can control it by scheduling breaks away from the daily grind. Take a walk together. Watch a film that you both enjoy. Go for coffee. Do whatever reconnects you. And let your children know that you're taking time out to be together. Not only will they learn to appreciate it, but it'll help them build a good marriage of their own later on. And that's Vision's Word for Today.
The Word for Today, Australia's most widely read daily devotion. Read it, share it, or subscribe. Free at vision.org.au or in the Vision app. Just another way Vision is helping you look to God daily.